Okay, thank you, Rabbi Goldberg. Let me begin with a Maisa, the great Rabbi Yonatan Eibschitz. He was very close with the king where he lived, and he would often take a stroll in the garden of the palace, and they discussed anything under the sun, all types of topics, history, philosophy, science, math. And they're walking one afternoon, and the king stops him and turns to Yonatan Eibschitz and asks him, "Are you allowed to give a bracha to a guy?" So there's a whole discussion in the poskim whether one's allowed to. Seemingly you're not allowed to. It's an isur lo sechanim. You can't give a free gift. A bracha is a gift. But if you have a relationship with a person, and if it's shalom malchus, there's a heter to give a bracha to such a person. So Yonatan Eibschitz answered, "Yes, I could give a bracha." So he turns and points to a statue. I don't say that name, but he called Yashka, a statue of Yashka. He says, "Would you give a bracha?" Unofficial psak of Yeshua's Hazara. So he points to a statue and says, "Would you give a bracha to Yashka?" He says, "I would, but you need to know the father's name." So he couldn't give the bracha. So Rabbi Goldberg spoke about the secular time. I want to discuss the secular world, the place. And in particular, the Torah that emanated from Bavel versus the Torah that emanated from Yerushalayim, from Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalmi versus the Bavli. A few months ago, maybe 2 months ago, was the Yerushalmi started a new cycle. Some people here are learning the Yerushalmi. So I want to discuss a little bit about the differences between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi and why we learn the Bavli over the Yerushalmi, why we paskin, for the most part, Bavli over the Yerushalmi. It's very strange that we do learn the Bavli over the Yerushalmi because there are many Gemaras throughout Shas that talk about how inferior the Bavli is to the Yerushalmi. Very disparaging words and comments about the Talmidei Chachamim who lived in Bavel. So why do we learn the Bavli? Why do we passing like the Bavli? So I'll just share with you a few of them. Rabbi Zeira, the Gemara Bava Metzia, tells us Rabbi Zeira, he wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael, and he did. He needed to avoid his Rebbe to get there. His Rebbe was not very pleased with him. But he did so, and he ran to Eretz Yisrael. But before doing so, the Gemara Bava Metzia says that Rabbi Zeira fasted for 100 days. We're doing one fast tomorrow, a very short one. I'm a little upset. It's an hour longer here in Florida than up in New York. But he fasted 100 days. 100 days. Why? So that he should forget all the learning that he achieved in Bavel and to enter Eretz Yisrael with a clean slate, his mind completely empty of any of the Torah he learned from Bavel because it was much more inferior. And the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, the Pasuk says, "Machashakim hoshivi gemesi olam," that there's a place that's dark, like the place of death, gemesi olam, and that's a reference to Talmud Bavel. Talmud Shel Bavel, says the Gemara, is that which is compared to a dark place of death. And the Gemara in Pesachim, the end of Ari Pesachim, talks about different groups of people who hate each other. So the Gemara says, "Shlosha sodom ezedze," three people hate each other, three groups hate each other. Klavim, apparently dogs don't like each other. Tarnagolim, chickens don't like each other. Chaverim, chavarim, some type of a particular nation. V'yeshomrim af hazonos. V'yeshomrim af tamidei chachamim shebebavel sonim zedze. They hate each other. So the Torah there is inferior. The people there have no midos. There's a Mishnah Maseches Menachos which talks about on Yom Kippur that the sayosh Yom Kippur, parts of the meat would be eaten nighttime when the fast was over. And the Mishnah says the Bavloim would eat it raw, kishu chai. So the Gemara says it wasn't really Bavloim, it was really Alexandrian, people from Alexandria, Mitzrayim, Egypt. But they called them Bava. Bava was like not a nice term. It was a derogatory term, they're Babylonians. So the people who lived there, the Talmidei Chachamim who lived there, and the Torah that was originated in Bava were all very, very inferior. And we have the flip side. The Gemara says famously was said by Rabbi Zeira, the Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Ches, that Rabbi Zeira said, "Avira de Ari Yisrael, de Eretz Yisrael Machkim." When you live in Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha, the space, the atmosphere makes you smarter. So with all these Gemaras, and there are more, why do we learn the Bavli over the Yerushalmi if the Torah of Bavel and the Talmidei Chacham of Bavel are so inferior? So let me share with you another Gemara that says the opposite, however. There's a Gemara, Baba Kama, a fascinating Gemara, about Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana one time got in trouble, and his Rebbe Rav told him it's a time to escape Bavel, and you should go to Eretz Yisrael. But when you go there, you're going to learn by the great Tzaddik Rabbi Yochanan. Don't ask any questions. I know you're very sharp. Rabbi Yochanan has a certain koach of killing people with his eyes. He did to his brother-in-law, Reish Lakish. Just be very careful. Ease your way in. Don't ask any questions. So Rav Kahana shows up in Eretz Yisrael. And he's talking to Reish Lakish before Reish Lakish died. And he saw how sharp Rav Kahana was. Reish Lakish was having a conversation with Rav Kahana. He was very, very sharp. So he warns Rabbi Yochanan, there's an Ari, a lion that came from Bavel. Look out for him. He's going to be sitting in your shir tomorrow. Just beware. Come prepared. So the next day he gives shir. And Rabbi Yochanan starts saying some lamdus over, some halacha over. And this Rav Kahana stayed very quiet. He didn't say a thing. Didn't ask any questions. And he said something else. And he didn't say anything. And then Rav Kahana was put back to like last row, the seventh row of the shir, because he got demoted for not asking any questions, it seems. And then Rabbi Yochanan had this sharp line. He turns to Reish Lakish. He says, your Ari just turned into a shual, to a little fox. He's a little nothing now. Who's this lion? He can't ask me any questions. Rav Kahana took this to heart. He was a little offended by this. And he said, all the 7 years that my Rebbe said I shouldn't ask questions, let them be the seven rows I was put back here. And now let me start asking questions. He started asking these questions, Rabbi Yochanan, he couldn't give the answers. Rabbi Yochanan took off the pillows he was sitting on, he fell to the ground. And finally he says, who is this guy? And he had these long eyelashes or eyebrows that were covering, he couldn't see very far. So he asked his assistant to lift up his eyebrows or eyelashes so he could see. And Rav Kahana had this this deformity in his mouth where it looked like he was always laughing. So Rabbi Yochanan looks at Rav Kahana and he thinks Rav Kahana is laughing at him. So the guy's making fun of me? Rabbi Yochanan gave him the eyes to kill. Rav Kahana died. Rabbi Yochanan didn't know he killed him. The next day comes to Shir and he says, where's that guy? Where's this that guy who's making fun of me? Where'd he go? I said, Rabbi, you just killed him yesterday. He said, did? So he says, where's he buried? So the Gemara goes on to explain that he went to the kever where he was buried and there's a big snake protecting this cave. So he says, the achna, achna, snake, open your mouth, let the Rebbe go visit the Talmud. And the snake doesn't budge. Okay, let the chaver, yichanes chaver etzel chaver, let the chavrusas, the contemporaries, let me go visit him. Didn't budge. Let the Talmud, Rebbe Yochanan etzel, a Rebbe, let me go to the Rebbe Rav Kahana. And the snake moved, and he brought him back to life. And it says in the end of the Gemara, haynu dam Rebbe Yochanan dilchun amri. He used to tell his Talmidim in Eretz Yisrael, you thought the Torah was yours in Eretz Yisrael? It's dilahuni, to those of Bavel. The Talmid Chama of Bavel, the Torah of Bavel is much more superior than the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. So which one is it? What changed? We said all the Gemaras that say how inferior Talmud Bavli is. So how come this Gemara says otherwise? So there are two answers brought down in the Rishonim that I'm going to share with you in Nitziv as a third pshat. The Rif writes in the Maseches Erev, and the reason why we paskin and also seemingly learn the Bavli over the Yerushalmi is because it's a halacha kibasra'a. Halacha kibasra'a is one of the guiding principles of how we paskin like different shitas. We always go based on the latest shita. Halacha kibasra'a, the last one. And the Bavli was completed after the Yerushalmi, so therefore we paskin and learn like the Bavli instead of the Yerushalmi. The Ritva Numa, he quotes from a tshuva of the Rambam, which is a historical explanation. He says that initially there were a lot of pogroms, and they were not able to sit well in Bavel to learn. They were busy running from place to place, from city to city, and they didn't have the Yeshiva Das to learn well, and that's why he was inferior originally. But over time, when things settled and the pogroms stopped, so then the Torah Bavel became superior to that of Eretz Yisrael. It was a question of historically what had changed. But the Nitziv says something a little bit more powerful, more meaningful, in explaining why we learn the Bavli over the Yerushalmi. And it's a Nitziv found on his comments in Parshas Kisisa by the Egel Azav. And he's describing a medrash that says that the Luchos Shnios were more mechubadim, more respected than the Luchos Rishonos, which is very strange. Luchos Rishonos were made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. He handed them down, Michtav Elokim. Luchos Shniyos was chiseled by Moshe Rabbeinu. Salacha was much weaker. How could you say that we're more mechubad, we're more mechabe, the Luchos Shniyos, over the Luchos Rishonos? And so he explains based on the difference between the Bavli and the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi certainly had the Siyata Deshmai, Bavir Da Ari Yisrael Machim. It certainly makes you smarter. And initially, when the race started, if you will, the Yushalmi had a head start. Avir Da'aris Amachim. The Bavli was much further behind. But he explains that even though it was a place of darkness, Bavel, it was Kimesei Olam, but after all the Amelis, after all the effort that the Tamidei Chacham and Bavel put in, they were able to overcome all the challenges of Bavel. Sometimes when things come easy, you don't put effort in. So in Eretz Yisrael, things came easily. They didn't put too much effort. They didn't need to. They had the Siyata Deshmaya. They paskin very easily. There was no need for pilpul. But in Bavel, where you're behind, there's no Siyata Deshmaya, much less Siyata Deshmaya in the learning. They had to fight hard. So in the beginning, they were very behind. But after the Amelis, after the time, all the effort, Bavli was pushed over. And so too, the Luchos Shniyos, he explains, Luchos Shniyos, Moshe Rabbeinu sat there chiseling away in all the Amelis, the physical Amelis, and the spiritual maze that Moshe Rabbeinu infused into Luchos Shniyos, says Netziv, makes the Luchos Shniyos even greater than Luchos Rishonos. There's a fascinating Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yudalad. The Gemara says that Ashkechei Rabba Baravu Eliyahu. One time, Rabba Baravu met Eliyahu HaNavi. And they're standing in the base Kvaros of Nachar, in a non-Jewish cemetery. And he asked them a Shaila and Erech, not for now, the details of it. But after Eliyahu answered the Shaila, so he says to Eliyahu, ask Eliyahu, aren't you a Kohen? We know you come from Pinchas. Aren't you a Kohen? What are you doing in a base kvaros? So Eliyahu says, didn't you ever learn Seder Taros? And there's no Tumas Oel by a mace Nachri. What's your Shaila? So Rabba Barvua says back, he explains to him, Barba lo matzina, I can't even learn master four Siddharim. Vishisa matzina, you think I can master all six? Sujay Mishnah, all of Shas, I can master it? So Eliyahu says, why not? What's the big deal? Says, because I need to make money, I need to work. So the Gemara says, Eliyahu said some magic words, Dabre v'aylu le Gan Eden, brought Rabba Baravua to Gan Eden, and he took off his shirt to Rabba Baravua and started to collect all different types of fruits in Gan Eden. And then a voice came out and says, who's taking the schar Rabba Baravua? Rabba Baravua got startled, he dropped all the fruit and ran out. But his clothing still smelled like the fragrance of Gan Eden. And he sold it for a lot of money, and he supported it for his sons-in-laws to learn or whatever they needed. That's the nice. But which four Siddharim, when he asked him, when he said, I can't even master four Siddharim, let alone six, which four Siddharim was he potentially able to master? So Rashi says, we have four Siddharim of Bavli versus four different Siddharim of Yushalmi, where we have Gemara. The Bavli, we have Moed, we have Nashim, we have Nezikin, and we have Kudshim. Yushalmi also has Moed, also has Nashim, also has Nezikin, but which one does it have that Bavli does not have? Zroim. So the Bavli has Kudshim, which Yushalmi does not. Yushalmi has Zroim, which Bavli does not. Why? So Rashi explains, we know why Moed, Nashim, Nezikin apply equally in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. Zroim only applies in Eretz Yisrael. That's why there's no Bavli Zroim. Most halachas don't apply to Chutz Laretz. But why is there a Kudshim in the Bavli? So says Rashi. Rashi quotes the Gemara at the very end of Maseches Menachos that Elu Tamid Chachamim Ha'oskim Be'Hilchas Avoda B'Chol Makom. When you learn about the Avoda, you learn about Maseches, you learn Zvachim, Menachos, and so on. When you learn about a carbon tamid, when you learn about the carbon chatas, when you learn about the Beis HaMikdash, it's ki'ilu, you are being makriv the karbanos. You don't find such a statement in the Yushalmi anywhere. Why not? Because this idea, what's a Mishnah called in the Yushalmi? What do they refer to it in the Yushalmi? What's it called? Halacha. Yushalmi is about halacha maisa, practical. Kachim are not practical without a Beis HaMikdash. So it wasn't discussed in the Yushalmi. Yushalmi is very practical, very halacha oriented. Bottom line. Oftentimes Yushalmi have a discussion and just kind of forget the discussion. If it's not going anywhere, they just kind of move on to the next topic. They want a halacha l'maisim. Maskana, bottom line. Bavli is about the pilpul, about the shakli retire. Mishnah is lashon v'shinantam, to become sharp, to use your mind, to analyze. So the focus of the Bavli is to be mefalpil in something. That you can learn the karbanos, it's ki'ili or makir of the karban, even though practically you're not. Yushalmi is that Bavli rather is about osek b'torah, the amelis. Just like the Nitziv says, it's the amelis that took place in Bavel that put the Bavli over the top. That's the amelis that's able to be ki'ilu, your makir of a karban. And this theme runs throughout to different other places. I'll just share one other instance where this does come up, and it comes up other places. But one other application is a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that David HaMelech was negotiating with the Kadosh Baruch Hu what day of the week is going to die. What a fascinating conversation. And he says, you're going to die on Shabbos. Right. David did not want to die on Shabbos. It's not a very good day to die. It's tricky with being delayed, the burial and hespedim. So he says, can I die on Sunday? Hashem says, I can't because Shlomo Melch, your son's going to be the king, and once it's time for the next kingdom, you can't delay the previous kingdom, you can't push off. So, okay, let me die Erev Shabbos. I'll take off the day of my life. And the Gemara says, Hashem's response is, Tov li yom echad she'ata yoshev ve'osek b'torah. One day of your learning, David Melch, is greater than elef olos she'osid Shlomo bincha lahakriv lefana agabi mizbech. Your one day of learning is greater than thousands of karbanos that Shlomo Melch is going to bring. Rabbi Akiva, on the side, Rabbi Akiva Eger, the Gilgal Hashas, says, the Yushalmi says differently. The language is, Chavivim alai mishpadu tzedakah she'ata osa yosemi karbanos. Your maisim tovim, David, are greater than the karbanos. While the Bavli focuses on the esek batorah, the Yushalmi focuses on the maisim tovim, the actions. Because the Yushalmi is about halacha l'maisa, what to do. Not about the pilpul, not that the esek batorah, but the esek batorah, that's the ikar. The amelis that one puts into learning, that's what put the Bavli over the top to overcome the Yushalmi. So, light of January 1st, the After Rav said that it's a great day, January 1st, for the Jews. Why is it a great day for us? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu sees how we celebrate our New Year, Rosh Hashanah, with davening, and how they celebrate their yontif of drinking. So it was a great mice I heard that 3 years ago at the Yishtim HaShas in, it was January 1st, I think it was, right? So in the MetLife Stadium up in New York, so the organizers of the Aguda were told by the ones running the MetLife Stadium there, now in every stadium there's a pound, a little jail, to all those who get drunk and get into fights, they get sent there until the game's over, whatever event's taking place. So after the Yishtim HaShas, the owners, the heads of the MetLife Stadium told the organizers of the Aguda, it was the first time in the history of MetLife Stadium that they did not need to use the pound. Which is not a chiddush to us, but it's the contrast between us and them. Anu amelim v'heinu amelim. So mirtz Hashem, we should be zochah to be amel, amel b'torah. We should be zochah to bring the or that was once a place of darkness in Chutz Laaretz and Bavel was a place, Kemesi Olam. They brought the or there. We should be zochah to bring the or down here in South Florida and be zochah to the or Mashiach with the Gula Shema Ba'amitas. Now, the pleasure to introduce the Rosh Kollel, Rabbi Rosenfeld.